futures tried, but still couldn't buy a break Thursday. Andrew P. Griffith points out recently rising hide and offal values are at their highest level since January of 2015. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmore. Howdy to all, this is Wes Ishmore with your Cattle Current Market Update for Thursday night and Friday morning, the 10th of September. Negotiated cash fed cattle trade was slow on light demand in Nebraska through Thursday afternoon, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. Although there were too few transactions to trend, there was some live trade at $124 to $125 a hundredweight, and some in the beef at $198. The previous day, established trade was at 126 and 203 respectively. Trade was limited on light demand in Kansas, with a few live sales steady with the previous day at $123. Trade was limited on light demand in the Western Corn Belt. Live prices the previous day were at $124 to $125 and $203 dressed. Trade was a standstill in the Texas Panhandle. Live prices the previous day were at 123 to 124. Cattle futures offered hope again early in yesterday's session, but closed lower yet again, except for front month live cattle. Feeder cattle futures closed an average of 69 cents lower, from 2 cents lower toward the front to $1.28 lower at the back. Live cattle futures closed an average of 51 cents lower, except for 2 to 65 cents higher in the front three contracts. Choice box beef cutout value is $2.28 lower Thursday afternoon at $332.58 a hundredweight. Select was $1.72 lower at $296.45. Corn futures closed mostly 2 to 5 cents lower. Soybean futures closed 7 to 12 cents lower, with most of the pressure in new crop contracts. Calves and feeder cattle sold mixed at the weekly Thursday auctions monitored by Cattle Current, with demand strongest for cattle at heavier weights. Steers weighing more than 850 pounds sold $3 to $5 higher at Woodward Livestock Auction in Oklahoma, where there are 3,606 head on offer. Steers weighing less than 850 pounds sold steady to $5 lower. Feeder heifers sold $3 to $4 higher. Steer calves traded steady to $5 lower, and heifer calves sold $5 to $7 lower. Steers weighing 800 to 1,000 pounds sold $2 to $4 higher at Winter Livestock in Pratt, Kansas. Steers weighing 700 to 800 pounds sold $4 to $5 lower. Steady undertones were noted for steers weighing 400 to 700 pounds. Lower undertones were noted for heifers weighing 400 to 950 pounds. There were 2,381 head on offer. Finally, steers weighing 600 to 800 pounds sold $2 to $8 lower at Farmers and Ranchers Livestock Commission in Salina, Kansas, where there are 1,868 head. Those weighing 800 to 950 pounds sold $3 to $4 higher. Heifers sold $5 to $8 lower. Major U.S. financial indices closed lower for the second consecutive day on Thursday amid volatile trade. First-time unemployment insurance claims fell to the lowest level since the pandemic started, but more large companies like Microsoft announced plans to delay reopening their offices due to the continued spread of the Delta variant of COVID-19. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 152 points lower, the S&P 500 closed 21 points lower, and the NASDAQ was down 38 points. Box beef prices have started what is expected to be a slow and long price decline following the Labor Day holiday, according to Andrew P. Griffith, agricultural economist at the University of Tennessee. In his weekly market comments, he says there may be some buying in the next week or so to restock meat counters, but beef prices are expected to soften until fourth quarter holiday buying takes center stage. Griffith also points out current hide and offal values are at the highest level since January of 2015 and may be destined to go higher. Although beef is obviously the major value determinant of cattle, Griffith explains the drop credit is an important component to finished cattle value. For price perspective in recent years, Griffith explains hide and offal value peaked at $9.41 a hundredweight last year, about where it started the current year. They averaged $15.14 last week, which was nearly 44% higher than the five-year average price for the last week of August. That's your Cattle Current Market Update for Thursday night and Friday morning, the 10th of September. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.